Welcome back to the second carrier update. The DOE is out. Well, it came out on Monday, but if you wouldn't have thought about that, the fact is fuel prices are still on the decline. So for when we're talking about spot rates, expectations, and what this means for Q1, Donnie, tell us a little bit about the situation here. You think we're going to see another little bit of a bump given geopolitical events, or do you think that...
I think we're going to break the $4 mark first. I brought this back in here today because we are at $4. And we're there. We got to get below $4. And we saw where our wholesale diesel dropped just a little bit as well. And that might be the 1 or 2 cents right there that's going to get us below $3. So we're going to look at it again tomorrow to see if it's exciting as what I believe it is. And getting down to that $3.99. Of course, we're $4.09. So tomorrow, it probably will still be $4. But hopefully by Monday, we'll be below $4 a gallon, finally, for the first time in quite a few months.
It'll give us a cause for celebration. Let's check the next chart out real quick as well. Right. Reefer madness going on tender volumes as well. Are we at points that we can say that we have moved past this holiday lag, or are we still waiting?
No, we're still waiting. But if you look at, this is the drop for the 0 day. So if you connect this back up here, we've actually seen a little bit of an increase in freight volumes right now for reefer freight. But on rejection rate side, we peaked up at almost 12%. But now we're after that holiday, after the Christmas holiday, it's been dropping back down and we're back at 7.91%. So remember 7.91%, that's the US average, because next time when we go into MAPS, that's gonna be an important number to look at, comparing each market towards what the average of the nation is. But what we should expect though here on the next chart here, we're looking at volumes and the seasonality. Right here behind you, Thomas, this is where we are. So we're actually below previous years. But as you can see in previous years, we kind of gained just a little bit of volumes here in each of these previous years. We'll gain a little bit of volumes throughout the month of January. So we should expect volumes to continue to very, very slowly pick up. Now, look at February. And then look at also March. Now, of course, we do have this year, which is a kind of the COVID year of 2021 still. But if you look at the other years, we tend to either flatten out across February and decline slightly in March, or kind of, you know, flatten out in February and decline in March, or decline in February and kind of flatten in March. It's going to get real dull or real tough for volumes here in March and February and March. So expect that. You know, it's basically going to be from the beginning of February, maybe down or just kind of steady. But it's not going to be anything that's going to help reefer carriers push up rates or see, you know, any type of rate increase, especially with, you know, they're also overloaded with capacity as well. So these are going to be two tougher months coming up. Hopefully they'll pick up a little bit and see some relief here in January as volumes pick up. But February and March are going to be the tough ones. Once we get past March, we're going to see different produce seasons start opening up. First of all, coming in through the through Mexico.
Yeah.
Coming out from South America. And you may see some imports. And this is not going to flip any markets in Miami. But you'll see imports coming into Miami from South America as well on the boats. And, of course, making their way up through the Laredo port. So we'll look for some relief. For reefer carriers there, that'll be the beginning, the very early beginning, early stages of produce, which will begin its peak when we kind of get into about June and July.
The green shoots of produce season. Do you think, given the bleed off in truckload capacity on, especially dry van carriers, easy to go in, easy to leave, do you think reefer kind of is in a better position to weather the storm? Smaller subset, usually higher costs on the rates, you can kind of more niche. What are your thoughts on that?
They could be, but you got to understand that reefer trailer does cost more and costs more to operate than a dry van does. But they are getting paid just a little bit better rates. They are a little bit, they're smaller, they're more niche. So depending on what areas, what region that you're running that reefer in and how you're conducting your business, because everybody's a little bit different. If you're staying in those areas that you know are tight niche and need the reefer, you'll do a lot better than everybody else. And we've seen this Chicago again, just killing it. On the rates coming out of reefer compared to the rest of the nation. So you got to find the right areas. Let's see if we got one more here. If you look at lead times, this kind of tells a story as well. How much pressure are shipper, are reefer refrigerated shippers under? We see it's normally about 4.2, 4.3, well, or 4.4. We see it drop down here to 4.16. That's below all this right now. So lead times have really kind of been cut back. That gives us a good idea that right now reefer shippers know they can book loads, they can wait and not be worried about having to book their loads. They're not under any pressure. So there's no rate pressure, there's no capacity pressures, and that allows, a lot of times allows tender lead times to drop back below normal levels.
I think that's gonna be something to continue to watch as we go back towards more of a just-in-time mentality. That totally worked last time there was a large disruption such as COVID, but guess what? Second time's a charm, folks. That's it for this carrier update. We're gonna toss it over to our next guest who may look oddly familiar in the next 30 seconds.